It's WDIY 88.1. You're listening to The Blend. We've got here live in the studio, Jake Shimabukuro.
Aloha. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here, Jake. Jake is a virtuoso on the ukulele, which is an instrument that one doesn't see everywhere. Jake, how did you get to play the ukulele?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Hawaii, in Honolulu, to be exact. And I was, growing up there, ukulele is a very big part of the culture. So it wasn't anything unusual. And my mom played. So when I was about 4 years old, she sat me down, taught me a few chords, and I haven't put it down since.
That's pretty amazing. You're going to be playing tonight with your trio at the Music Fest Cafe.
That's right.
That's going to be 7 o'clock. So if you haven't got tickets, get them right now, right?
Yes, we're excited. We just released a new album. It's called Trio. It came out on Valentine's Day. And it's so I got my buddies with me, Dave Preston, who's playing electric guitar, and Jackson Waldhoff, who's playing electric bass.
Awesome. Great to have you here, guys. So what I'd really like to get to is to hear a little bit of ukulele music. Is that possible, Jake? Can you play something for us?
Sure, I'd love to. All
right. What are you gonna play?
Well, I'll start with a song here. This is actually one off the record, and I'll start with a traditional Hawaiian song.
Oh, excellent.
I think this would I think that's what one would expect from the ukulele. That's what I started out playing. So this is a song called Wailai.
Jake Shimabukuro. Live here at the DIY Studios. That was beautiful. Jake Shimabukuro on the ukulele here on The Blend on WDIY. Jake and his trio are going to be playing tonight at Music Fest Cafe, 7 o'clock in Bethlehem. It's going to be an awesome show. The ukulele is an instrument that today's our local paper. There's a front page article about how they're going to be introducing ukuleles in the school now, in the elementary school. Seems like it's an instrument that's could be pretty universal.
Yeah, well, one of the nice things about the ukulele is, you know, you're able to strum chords. And so you can sing songs, you know, kids can sing, row, row, row your boat gently down. I can't sing, but anyways, but you can also play melody, you know. You know, so you can play melodic content, you can play harmony, you can sing along, and it's very rhythmic. So you can teach so many different elements, you know, to kids. And also, the ukulele is very small, so it's not overwhelming in size, and they're very affordable. You know, so I think it's a great instrument to introduce music concepts to young people. In fact, in Hawaii, in the fourth and fifth grade, we all learned how to play the ukulele.
Really?
And we learned all our basic chords, you know, and learned to strum songs and sing songs. And so I think it was a lot of fun.
Well, we heard a traditional piece by you, but I think you kind of made a sensation, what, about 2008? You a YouTube video of you playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps,
yes.
George Harrison's song, 2006. It went viral, 15 million viewers.
Wow. Yeah, it's and George Harrison was a ambassador of the ukulele. He loved this instrument.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah. So, here I'll play the. I tell people that story because, you know, it was when that video first went viral, my name wasn't even on that video. It just said, Asian guy shreds on ukulele, you know, and that's basically what it said. So, but it's the reason I'm here today. So here's my interpretation of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh, wow. Jake Shimabukuro, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, ukulele virtuoso here on WDIY on the Blend. You got a band with you too. It's amazing to just watch you do that. And I want to recommend to everyone Music Fest Cafe tonight, 7:00, where you can not just hear it, but you can see it too. It's amazing. Dave Preston and Jackson Waldhoff here with you.
Waldhoff.
Yeah, can we talk a little bit about what you're contributing to the band, guys? I mean, what more do we need?
right now, encouragement.
I know, I feel like night after night, we're just on stage to show people how much Jake actually does.
Yeah, this is Dave Preston. Dave Preston plays the guitar.
Yeah, but, you know, let me just, you have to be in studio to find the humor in this, but so Dave plays electric guitar, and Jackson plays electric bass, and unfortunately, their instruments don't make any sound when just in front of a microphone. So, So gotcha. I'm playing solo right now, but tonight, you know, they'll be plugged in, and you got to hear these guys. I mean, Jackson has got such a great bass groove and a great tone, and Dave is like, he's like an electric orchestra. You know, he makes all these incredible sounds with his guitar, and so it's a three-piece band, and we have a new album out called Trio, and just really looking forward to playing tonight.
So are you all from Hawaii?
Yeah, well, I'm from Hawaii. Jackson's from Hawaii, but you grew up
in Japan.
In Japan.
Mm-hmm. And Dave?
From Denver, Colorado.
Oh, boy. Okay, so way across the country. Yeah. Then. That's pretty awesome. And yeah, just to mention that again, the Jake Shimabukuro Trio is just out now. It's available in the stores, and also I know you can stream it on Spotify.
Too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please check it out if you get a chance.
So yeah, and the Jake Shimabukuro Trio will be playing tonight at Music Fest Cafe at 7 o'clock, so that's going to be a great show. Jake, I'd like to know a little bit more. I know that there is an award-winning documentary about you, which has been playing on PBS, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. But also, you founded something called the Four Strings Foundation.
Oh,
could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore. but it was a nonprofit. It was basically, you know, just kind of promoting helping to support music and education and things like that. And I still do the programs, but I partner now with other programs that have similar, you know, that have the similar mission. So now I work with the Hawaii Youth Symphony back at home, you know, where their mission is to make music a right, not a privilege. And I also work with another organization called Music for Life Foundation. And we do a lot of fun projects. Like right now we're getting ukuleles donated to the local libraries so that kids can come in and with their library cards and they can borrow the instruments and take it home and practice and play. So yeah, just things like that. And one of the other things, and we share this in our performance, you know, every night whenever we play, is that we just want to encourage kids to find their passion, find something that they love doing. You know, for me, it was playing the ukulele, but for them, it may be something different, like maybe they have a passion for cooking and they want to be a chef, or passion for writing, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. And the thing that the three of us have in common that we love sharing is just being drug-free. You know, the three of us have been drug-free our whole lives, and we try to encourage kids to just kind of make that decision, you know, at a young age.
Excellent. It sounds like really good work.
Thank you.
Speaking of ukuleles, though, the ukulele was introduced or invented in Hawaii.
It was a result of the Portuguese immigrants who came over to the islands to work in the plantations. They brought over their instruments. They had these instruments called the machete, and they were four-string little tiny guitars. And the native Hawaiian people looked at that, and they were like, "Oh man, that's so cool!" And they wanted to learn how to build them. So using the natural resources that were available to them in the islands, you know, that's how the modern day ukulele was invented.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about yours? Because it's really quite a beautiful.
Yeah, sure. This one is was made by the Kamaka family. You know, they were the first family to really start manufacturing ukuleles, you know, in the world. They've been doing it for over 100 years, and they're going on four generations of ukulele makers now. And so it was always my dream to play, you know, to play a Kamaka. And they're beautiful instruments. They start at about $1,000, you know, so they're pretty expensive, and they can go upwards from, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. But they're beautiful. They're really, they're designed for performance, for concert playing. And I guess, yeah. And, you know, it's been so neat to see the diversity of instruments that are out there now. Because when I was a kid, you know, there was, you know, Kamaka and Martin, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we went to the Martin factory earlier this morning too, which was really cool.
Oh boy.
But, you know, those were the two ukuleles that every professional musician played, basically. Yeah. But now, you know, you have all these different manufacturers and makers, and it's just awesome to see that, you know, because it just I think they can be a lot more affordable now. You know, you can get a decent ukulele for under $100, yeah, you know, something that plays well. And stays in tune. So
you're playing acoustically here, but do you use a pickup when you're playing with your rest of your band?
So I have, my ukulele here, it's you know, of course it's an acoustic instrument, but it's got a pickup installed in it, you know, which allows me to plug into an amplifier or preamp, and I can get a lot of different sounds with it. So you hear that a lot on the CD, and you hear that a lot in the live performance for
Great. Well, that's something to look forward to. Do we have time for one more song?
Sure, yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
That'd be great. What are you going to do for us?
Well, let's see. Here's this one kind of shows, I guess this is, here's a cover of one of my favorite classic rock tunes. This is an old Queen tune called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Awesome. This is Jake Shimabukuro live on the blend here. He'll be playing tonight at Music Fest Cafe. Beautiful. Jake Shimabukuro on the ukulele here on the blend on WDIY. Jake and his trio will be playing at the Music Fest Cafe tonight, 7 o'clock. Jake, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
And Jackson, Dave, look forward to hearing you tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And take care, guys. And that's 7 o'clock tonight, Music Fest Cafe, Jake Shimabukuro and his trio. You're listening to WDIY 88.1.